This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
All right, you fighting entrepreneurs. In this episode, I'm going to try to give you a kick in the butt, the same kind that I got today. This is Anik Singhal. I'm coming to you live here from Mumbai, India. And today was a bit of a touching day, and I wanted to tell everybody about it and then just ask you a simple question. So I'm out here in Mumbai, India right now with my wife, and we're visiting family, but we're also doing a lot of our nonprofit work. So once or twice a year, we like to come down here and check out some of the work that we're involved in here with the Singhal Foundation, which, by the way, keep an eye and ear open for in 2019. You're going to hear a lot more about it. You're going to have a chance to actually participate in some of the killer projects that we're doing all over the world. We're adopting schools. We're building schools, we're adopting villages, and now we're probably planning on becoming a part of an amazing organization that we visited today. Now, after visiting this location, it really made me think about the word faith and how important faith is. And now, not necessarily the meaning, like, I'm not talking about the religious meaning of it, although that's very applicable as well, but just faith. So let me tell you a little bit about the organization that we visited today. We drove about an hour or so outside of Mumbai, India, into a very, 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 very rural area, into a village of villages, probably one of the poorest areas I've ever been in my entire life. And as we went into the area, we were going to an organization called SEAL, S-E-A-L. It's called the SEAL Ashram. And it was created by an individual, Pastor Philip, years ago when he found a calling, and it was really touching on him, you know, it touched him to help those who are being stranded, who are being left, who are being, you know, deserted. Let me give you the story here. You have to understand a little bit about what happens in India to understand the value of this. You know, with what, 1.5 billion people in this country, people every day are abandoned. Children, elderly, when they become a burden on families, of course, it's a very, 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 very tiny percentage of families that do this, so please don't judge the whole country, but tiny percentage of people, they're ruthless. They abandon their loved ones at the railroad tracks, at the railway stations. They just leave them there. And so Pastor Philip found this child, and he was abandoned. His name is Ruben. He's still there. I met him. It's 20 years ago. No, maybe 15 years ago. He was a young kid. He felt it upon his heart to take this child in, and he actually adopted him. He physically adopted the child and has raised him. And the child had HIV, right? So a lot of times, that's why families leave these children behind, because they have conditions or diseases and they don't know how to handle them. He has literally nurtured this kid. But from there began a mission. And I'm just going to give you a fast forward. Today, they live on a multi-acre estate that he purchased, has built up. There's buildings, there's residentials, they just put up a hospital. And they now house over 250 people, many of whom are mentally challenged, physically challenged, ill, some terminal. They're elderly. He's got a lot of children. I think right now they have 45 children in the ashram who are receiving a full education, who have been legally adopted by this man to be their his child. So he's taking care of them. He's fully responsible. He adopts them, legally adopts them. You know, I met this individual 8 years ago. So this is where faith, okay, you ready? We're going to talk about faith. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck does it have to do with entrepreneurs and fighting entrepreneurs, Anik? It has everything to do with fighting entrepreneurs, and here's why. Listen, those who begin nonprofits and start nonprofits are more entrepreneurial probably than you and I combined, and that's my, you know, I've had a chance to be around these individuals, and this is why it's so close to my heart to support them, because they do the hardest work. Pastor Philip, when you started this organization years ago, dealt with so much challenge. The government, you would think they support his great work. They don't. Every other month, he has new challenges from them. He was chased out of city after city after city that didn't want, villages didn't want him there. They would chase him out because they said, we don't want your diseased, you know, dirty people You know, we don't want that disease to spread. We don't want HIV and AIDS and all these people with cancer. We don't want them in our villages. So he would have to gather all his children and run until one day he landed upon this particular land. The crazy thing is 8 years ago when I met him for the first time, and by the way, the backstory to how I met him is that my wife, when she lived in Mumbai, India, she used to go there, I think once or twice a month and would teach. She was one of the teachers there. She would teach English to the kids. And so one day I went just with her to see, you know, what was what. And I was blown away back then. But, you know, what happened just today, was even more shocking. So when we went 8 years ago, I remember the pastor looked at me and he said, "We're going to build this big hospital." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "We're going to build a hospital, multi-story hospital right here. This is the plot of land I've reserved for it. This hospital is going to serve those who are ill in the village, surrounding villages, anywhere. Anyone who needs treatment, they'll come here, they'll get treatment. We'll house them here, we'll take care of them, we'll nurture them back to health, and then they can go back to their families or back to life." And I remember thinking, that's amazing, Pastor, but you just got done telling me that you barely have enough money to feed the children here on a day-to-day basis. You don't know where the money is coming for next week's rice, yet you're telling me about this hospital. How much is it going to cost? And, you know, if I convert to dollars, I mean, he said about $500,000. That's a lot. Can you just imagine for a minute someone who is in the most remote village, poor, right, doesn't know where they're going to get money for next week's food, is telling me that he's going to build a hospital that's going to cost him over $500,000, and he's going to give away all the services for free. So I remember saying, "Surely, Pastor, you've got a full plan of action. Surely you know exactly how you're going to raise this money. Please, like, do you have a big organization supporting you?" And he stops and says, "No, I have no idea." And I'm looking at him so confused. I said, "What do you mean you have no idea?" He said, "No, I have no idea." I said, "But then how are you going to do this? How are you talking all this big talk?" And he looks at me and says, "Well, son, I have faith." And I remember 8 years ago, you know, it meant different to me. I kind of chuckled. I thought, well, that's good, man. Can't take faith to the bank, right? I said, you got to have a plan. You got to be ready to go. You got to know what you're going to do. And here he was just focusing on the dream, focusing on the vision, focusing on the bigger picture, not worried about the how, but more worried about the what and the why. And so today I went and I saw, and I have goosebumps as I tell you this right now, 4 stories up, built, infrastructure done, beautiful. It's going to have a lobby. It's going to have a reception area. It has different wards. It's got the women's ward, the men's ward. It's got a place for kids to stay. I mean, it is so meticulously planned out, and it is there. The infrastructure is already up. So they have already invested about $250,000. Now I said, "Well, Pastor, when is this going to start?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "When are you going to launch the hospital?" "I don't know." "What do you mean you don't know?" "Well, I still need money for the beds. I still need money for the hospital equipment, for the medicine. I still need money for the doctors and nurses that will have to work here." Now I know better this time than to question his faith. So of course I smiled and I said, "Well, Pastor, how exactly are you going to get that money?" And he said, "Through faith." You know, in that time, they have had hundreds of people that they've helped come through this ashram. They don't have a penny of income in this ashram. They every single day, they live through faith. Every meal, you know, everything they need comes to them because they have faith. So I want to ask you something as an entrepreneur. Where's your faith? You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in planning. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the how. Where's our faith? When do we just sit and think about the what and the why and trust that if it's meant to be, it will be, if you have a strong why and a strong what? That's my message for the day. I just wanted to challenge you. I wanted to tell you a little bit about my experience today. I'm still so touched by it. By the way, if you want to get involved, like I said, in 2019, wait and watch for the Singhal Foundation to do a public fundraise. We are going to be adopting multiple causes all over the world and bringing greatness to people all over the world who need it. And in some way or shape or format, it will always have something to do with entrepreneurship. So big hats off to Pastor Philip. You inspired me today. I already know that ashram is going to have multiple hospitals, multiple buildings. It's going to have everything possible because it's got the strongest entrepreneur and the strongest leader behind it. So again, you fighting entrepreneurs? Where's your faith? This is Onyx and Gall, reminding you that when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx and Gall.